Arizona Guy Pitti here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, Southern Arizona, you know what? I tell you, another Tucson craft beer crawl is in the books. It is history. And what do you do after a big beer event? You drink beer at the after party, and we are broadcasting live now from the official after party of the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. Where else are we going to do it? Then Tap and Bottle on North 6th Avenue, just north of downtown. I tell you what, Rebecca and Scott Safford have rolled out the red carpet for you. Come on in here to Tap and Bottle, hoist a pint of suds, and celebrate beer in all of its glory here in this live broadcast again from Tap and Bottle. And when you're doing a show about beer, when you are celebrating suds and all of their glory, when you are observing the wonderful things that happen on the craft beer beat in Southern Arizona, the celebrity co-host seat can only be occupied by one person. She is Craft Beer Betty herself. The Honorable Sarah Ritchie is in the house. What's going on? Sarah Ritchie from Arizona Beer and Cider.
Yes.
Lots going on in the beer and cider sphere these days, huh?
Yes, exciting times. Arizona Craft Beer Week coming to an end. Woo, we survived.
Speak for yourself, Sarah Ritchie. Now, I got to ask you, Arizona Beer Week, my favorite week of the calendar year. I get so excited. The anticipation just builds within me. And the day we get started, there's like 70 or 80 events happening all week long.
Right.
And we're just now wrapping up. How does Craft Beer Betty celebrate Arizona Beer Week? And remember, it's only an hour show.
Well, I mean, we support one another's events, and we work our own events, and we work Strong Beer Fest up in Phoenix, and enjoy setting up and pouring for this lovely Tucson day at the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. I just wrapped up the Two Brothers tent, and then there's a recovery event that we do in the industry. We do a little potluck afterwards, and in about a week or so, we'll all gather together and go, "Woo! Thank God it's over."
But there's a lot of celebrities gathered here today. I mean, I look around the room; we got celebrities in surround sound. I see Dan Chenier from Ballast Point is over here. I see Jared McKinley from Meow Magazine is here. Brian Thacker from Dan's Toy Shop is here. I mean, this is a party going on here.
Always.
Now, I got to tell you, I woke up this morning. I know the rain was going to be coming, and I started thinking, what's going to happen to the craft beer scene in Tucson? A little rain didn't keep anyone away. I just pretended I was in Portland all day long.
It's beer people are the best people. That's my hashtag.
Right
and
on.
It's true, because they all came out in full force and still stuck through it and their little plastic ponchos and enjoyed it nonetheless.
So I neglected to hoist a pint here to thank you for being our co-host today. I have chosen the Magic in the Barrel from Huss.
Beautiful.
Our good friends from Huss, a whiskey barrel-aged pale ale. What are you sucking on now, Sarah?
So my palate's changed a little bit in the last few months. I am drinking a Pueblo Vida Northwest IPA with coffee. So I have turned the palate towards enjoying the really juicy IPAs, and Pueblo Vida rocks that.
Well, cheers to you.
Cheers.
I'm going to have a little sip here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Just, the wood from the barrel, just a little bit of a kiss, a little suggestion coming in on that pale ale. The very first show you ever did with me.
Yes.
Was it, I believe it was Zinberger.
Yes.
And we were talking about your love of stout. You're a stout round the year kind of girl.
I really do.
And you said at that point you really weren't an IPA person.
I wasn't.
And now you've matured a bit.
I'm dipping my toe in there. I'm not a huge West Coast IPA fan. The really bitter ones are not quite to my palate liking just yet, but I am really starting to get into the juicy kind of New England style IPAs and the Northwest as well. So
award-winning, and Kyle and Lynette over there at Pueblo Vida, just heroes on the craft beer scene.
They're killing it.
What are some of the headlines now? You were actually pouring from one of your accounts there,
right,
at the Arizona Beer Insider. What were you pouring today?
We were pouring Two Brothers Scottsdale Brews. We had a Wisecracker Berliner Weiss that is beautiful and lemony and light and tart. Mm. And we had a double play double. So for the Belgian double fans, So yeah, we had a fun time with some really good beers.
Now, did you actually get a chance to leave the station and actually walk a little bit about around? As I did.
We did. We set up the booth and then we took our glasses and we toured the little area, crossed the street, went and visited Dan at Ballast Point, went over to Playground and had some 1055 beers and some Dragoon beers. And then we went over to Pueblo Vida, and then they had Ren House there as well, and hit Hermanos, got some Tombstone brews. They're really amazing so
yeah,
far.
Absolutely.
They're brand new, and they're just killing it so far. Yeah, we had fun.
I tell you what, one of the beers that I liked, it was in my top five today, was the Experimental IPA from 1055.
Very good.
And I asked JP, I said, you know, what's the hop? And he says, well, it's 7270.
It's an experimental hop.
Yeah, it's so new, they don't have a name to it yet.
Exactly.
And he says, that's the way it works. He brings you the hops, you smell them, you get the fragrance, you brew the beer, and if there's a favorable reaction from the brewers, then it gets its name.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a great beer, Sarah. Did
it
you
really
get a chance
was.
To try that?
I tried it at their anniversary about 2 weeks ago, actually. It was really delicious.
Yummy, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
So get us caught up. What's happening with the Arizona Beer and Cider? What's happening on the Cider Sphere these days?
Cider Sphere, we have some beautiful ciders from Colorado Cider, from Original Sin. We've got some imported ciders. But the excitement that just happened in the last week with us is we just signed Acoustic Ales from San Diego, launched them at Strong Beer Fest.
Beautiful.
Just starting to get some of the beers into Tucson this week. And you'll see some bombers in the bottle shops and some kegs on draft here and there. And we'll do a launch event here at Tap and Bottle in the next few weeks.
Awesome. Now, how can people follow you? How can they find you across the digital landscape? You know, wherever you are, a party just breaks out. I mean, look at your followers that have followed you in the door here to Tap and Bottle. How can people find what you're doing and the events that you're going to be involved in?
I'm Craft Beer Betty on Twitter, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on everything. I've got a Craft Beer Betty Facebook page as well. And I also do Tucson Girls Pine Out, so you can find our events on that page. And I'm on the board for Craft Tucson, so we have events on that page as well for Tucson. So we've got a pop-up beer fest coming up in March that's going to be a Hair of the Dog after St. Patty's Day. So we're going to be doing some dog adoptions with Safe, Saving Animals from Euthanasia. We're partnering with them to raise money and
beautiful.
Save some animals.
Beautiful. There's only so much Sarah Ritchie to go around for crying out loud. But anyway, we're talking to Sarah Ritchie. She is Craft Beer Betty. She is our celebrity co-host for the full hour here on this live broadcast from Tap and Bottle. Now, you mentioned launching a product out up at the Arizona Strong Beer Fest. Were you actually up there?
I was. I was pouring the new brewery with the people from the brewery, yeah.
5,000 people show up to that event every year. Or even north of that.
It's sold out with 10,000 people this year, yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
She says 5,000 people. Like, that's
yeah,
not
go that. Higher. Up higher. Yeah.
You're talking about surviving Arizona Beer Week. You survived Arizona Strong Beer Fest.
That was the launch.
That's
yeah.
something to be proud of.
Oh, it was a blast.
Anyway,
Sarah,
thanks so much for hanging out with us. You know what? A little bit later on in the show, Scott and Rebecca Safford, they're going to be breaking some news. There is a big announcement that they have chosen to make on this radio show.
Get excited,
if
people.
You love the Safford story in Southern Arizona, you must listen because we're going to be breaking some news and we are going to thump our chests with great pride that the Saffords let us do it. Anyway, Sarah, always have fun partying with you.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued and beloved sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be transporting our palates down to South America and tasting what Venezuela tastes like with Marlene Baquette from Recuros de Venezuela. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl after party at Tap and Bottle on North 6th Avenue, just a stone's throw north of downtown here. We're in the Safford's house, Sarah Ritchie. They just know how to throw a party like none other. Of course, Rebecca and Scott Safford, they're going to be joining us a little bit later on in the show, talk about the Tap and Bottle story and also breaking a little bit of news here. But we can't talk about craft beer without talking about great cuisine. Because I love the pairings, and I love wonderful flavor profiles of beers and how that matches beautifully with kind of regional cuisine. And guess what food truck is out parked here feeding the masses at Tap and Bottle? It's Recuras de Venezuela. And here is the woman behind the wonderful story of Recuras, the Honorable Marlene Buckey. Marlene, how are you?
Well, thank you for having me today.
Well, I'm so thrilled that you're here. And look at you. You're just vibrant with color and energy and beauty. And I love this.
I got ready to blend with the crowd here. It's very exciting. So, the food truck, the original name is Recuras de Venezuela, Arepas and More. We have different dishes originally from Venezuela. We start business since 2015, and we've been rock and roll. I mean, we were doing all around. We have been doing Hotel Congress for 2 years.
Wow.
And we are part of this Tap and Bottle for a while. So our food...
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about your food. Let's talk about the inspiration behind the cuisine, because from what I understand, you didn't go online and Google how to make Venezuelan dishes. This actually comes from a family story, right?
Oh, yes. I came from a family where my mom make everybody happy with the food. So that was her dream, one day to have a restaurant. Fortunately, she didn't make it. But I started to think about, you know, I honor that to her. So I learned from her how to cook. So all the time I have people in my house and everybody likes how the natural, how the taste, the different ingredients that we use is a different taste for, you know. And we try also to blend all the fresh vegetables. And the combination of cold in the Caribbean, they use a lot of black beans and rice. This is something that is typical from in the Caribbean. Pabellón Criollo is the plate that comes with black beans, rice, shredded beef, and plantains, sweet plantains. So you have the mix of the salty with the sugary, and it's something that people, you know, at the beginnings, for some people, that they're not used to it. But he's been a very big hit here in town.
Of course.
And I think we're doing really good, and people love it, and this is our goal.
And I love what South America looks and feels like on a plate. I love the vibrancy of the flavors. I love the cultures that are drawn from when you're creating and you're plating up these dishes. And Venezuela, of course, right on the north end of South America, there's a coastal region there.
Yes.
And you're sort of bringing in some of that inspiration as well.
Oh, yeah, and believe it or not, every time I cook, I dance.
You could.
I just gave away my secret, but
okay.
This is really deep.
Would you mind standing up and just doing a little dance?
Oh, yeah, I do that for you.
Marlene Buckey is going to dance, everybody.
No problem.
She actually is going to dance. Go ahead.
Where's the salsa?
Oh my God.
Right.
Woo! You can't make this stuff
I
up,
love
Sarah.
It.
This woman
I love
is just
it.
Filled with the spirit.
Wow.
And the spirit is the food. And Marlene, talk about what you brought out for us to try.
Well, I brought the Pabellón Criollo that I already gave you the description about what it is. It's rye, black beans, plantains, and shredded beef. And we have the arepas. Arepas is a corn flour. It's only corn. It doesn't have any, other stuff on it. It's just corn. And then we stuff it with different flavor like chicken, shredded beef, black beans, and cheese, ham and cheese, chicken salad, you name it. And our favorite one is very popular is the pork.
I tell you what, that shredded beef is like candy.
It is amazing.
I mean, the minute it hits your palate, it just begins to sort of disappear.
Well,
how long are you reducing that down? I mean, you've got to have that either braising or cooking that down for weeks, Marlene.
No, I have to tell you, this is a good quality of our beef.
All right, that makes a difference, right?
Yeah, very, you know, we don't sacrifice our quality for price.
Okay.
So I'm very happy because some people say, you're not going to make money if you use that. But, you know, we are making money, and people are getting the best food that we can make.
You know why? Because you're letting purpose and you're letting passion define who you are.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you'd like to make a little bit of money to pay your group and to, you know, put food on your own table.
Yeah.
But you're letting passion lead the way.
Come.
So, Marlene, we have just about another minute left. I've never had an arepa before.
An arepa is a corn, and it's deep fried, or you can make a bacon. Right now I brought it for you. Fry arepa, and also you have the guasacaca, which is our typical sauce based with avocado and cilantro. So you can,
Is there a certain protocol to this? Because I don't have another fork.
No. You just have to eat it with your hands.
I'm just going right in.
All right, yeah.
You're going to have to do a play-by-play.
That's the way.
Okay.
That's the way you had it.
Okay, I had to pick up the plate because he's known for dripping
the food
on his papers.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
How
thing.
Is that?
Uh-huh. Oh, the cilantro, too. I love that. It's so fresh. It smells
like... Oh, my God. He's dancing.
He's dancing.
Oh, we made it. And this is the best part of our business.
Are you kidding me? And the portion, that thing's got some heft to it.
Oh, yes.
That's got some weight.
That's a major mouthful.
This is absolutely glorious. Just as glorious as Marlene Baquet from Recutas de Venezuela. I'm sure you have a Facebook page. You can let your audience know exactly where you're going to be day to day.
Yeah, we switch around all around the city, so you can look at our website at the Recutas de Venezuela. .com or Facebook Recutas de Venezuela.
Recutas de Venezuela. She is the lovely Marlene Baquet. She has got me.
Oh my gosh.
I rose to my feet and I danced with the spirit of Venezuela, my new good friend.
Woo!
So
that's what I paid off.
Arepa! Arepa! We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, our guests of the hour, Rebecca and Scott Saffert, are here talking great craft beer stories in this live broadcast from Tap and Bottle. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Calling all Cupids. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, it's time to plan your big night out at a restaurant where romance will reign all night long. Commoner & Co. This experience is all about passion on a plate with a three-course meal that you can create yourselves from a landscape of love, choosing from special starter, entree, and dessert selections. You and your squeeze will enjoy fresh new twists on commoner classics, as well as some hot new dishes that will go straight to your heart. This romantic rendezvous is only $45 a person. And for an additional $20 a person, you'll get a specially designed wine pairing with each and every course. Get your reservations now while you still can by calling 257-1177. That's 257-1177. Or simply save your seats online by going to their website, commonertucson.com. Feel the love on Valentine's Day this year at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsoolivoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell, and here we are at Tap and Bottle for the annual Tucson Craft Beer Crawl After Party, having a great time with our celebrity co-host from Arizona Beer Insider, the lovely craft beer Betty, otherwise known as Sarah Ritchie.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Enjoying the flavors of Venezuela.
Oh, my goodness. That was amazing.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm going to
yeah.
follow that truck wherever she goes.
Right? And she's so much fun.
Isn't she a wonderful spirit? And I'm glad we followed her here because mm-hmm. what better place to do the after party here for craft beer fans than here at Tap and Bottle?
Tap and Bottle is always the after party.
It's like a community center for craft brew loyalists.
It's the heart of it.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And what a great segue here, because the heart of the Tap and Bottle story right here, they have taken time to step away from an otherwise very busy day here representing this wonderful place that we call home, and I mean that quite literally.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Scott Safford and Rebecca Safford are in the house. Thank you, guys. So we had the chance of getting to know Scott Safford a little bit when we did a radio show at Wildflower. Scott, that was a great time talking about some new brews you guys were rolling out that following week. That was a killer event, man. That barrel-aged party.
Down.
Seriously. The barrel down.
Yes.
A lot of fun. Great to hear that so many of our listeners were up there, and we have gotten to know your wife a long time ago in this community. She is a star. She is at the center of everything of all that is good in the world.
A being of light
wow.
and love.
Rebecca Zabry,
wow.
thank you so much for hosting us today. So I want to know, Tom Bottle just didn't appear. It just didn't show up on the street. You got to give us a sense of sort of how this story got started.
Well, my husband and I love beer. We drink a lot of beer. We travel and go to breweries, and we just started talking about how do we turn that into our profession. And we've homebrewed a little bit, but we're not brewers, so we were like, okay, we can't open a brewery. But what we can do is we can bring together the love of beer into a spot in downtown Tucson. So about 5 years ago, we made the commitment to do it, and now we've been open 3.5 years.
And you've been open 3.5 years
already? 3.5 years, yeah.
What's the one thing you know now that you wish you knew 3.5 years ago on day one? What's the one thing you wish you knew back then?
Where do I start?
And it's only, like I said, an hour show.
City code.
So, yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, now basically have degrees in city planning and development, architecture, engineering. I think that you go into it knowing what you need to know, because sometimes I think that if I knew all the challenges that we would have faced, maybe we would have been too scared to open.
Just like parenthood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just like
right.
Which we've also done recently in the last few years. So,
indeed you have.
Yeah. So I think that we were, that it was good that we didn't know all the hurdles that we would face. Yeah. Otherwise, we might not have done it. And so here we are.
Well, there's a community here that is so grateful that you guys have done it.
Amen to that.
And done that, because what you've created is absolutely magnificent. And there's Jackie Tran from Tucson Foodie is over here. I mean, the celebrities just keep walking in the door. This is just another day for you, but I get all excited when I see this cast of characters walking in the door. Seriously. So for any of our listeners that might not have ever been here to Tap and Bottle before, give our listeners a sense of kind of the concept, what it is that this place does for folks.
We really wanted to be a hub for craft beer and wine, and to have the feel that you were leaving a brewery or a winery and had a place to taste new things. So we have a rotating tap list of both beer and wine. We have a huge bottle selection, over 650 bottles. But really what is the heart of it is our events. So we have people like Sarah come in, and we put a bunch of beers on tap. We talk about them. We toast to them. And we just have a good time.
I think I saw something about rock, paper, scissors yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a cutthroat challenge yesterday.
I heard.
With rock, paper, scissors. I mean, it got heated.
Do not try this at home.
Yeah.
Right? Seriously. So. Always something going on. And you have an event calendar, too, on your website.
We do.
Where people can follow exactly what you guys are doing and make plans to come here and join the party. Always so much fun. So 650 bottles, Scott Safford, how in the world, where do you start? That's a lot of beer, dude. How do you begin with a blank canvas to put together the kind of a list that you think needs to meet the expectations of beer lovers in this community? It's a lot of beer, man.
It is a lot of beer. It started smaller than that, about 400 bottles, and we've added coolers in the last 3 years. We just take the direction of our customers, and they're buying more package, more beers to go home. There's more special releases. Need more shelf space, so we just grew it and grew it, and we've run out of space, so this is it.
That's right.
650, 700, maybe the max, and then we just pick the best of the best and keep those in the cases.
And listening to your customers is probably a big part of that, like you said, because you obviously want to give the people what they want. You want to be relevant to people's palates and have something here. They know they can come in a tap and bottle, and if there's sort of a rare, obscure, you know, bottle, chances are it's going to be out there in the bottle shop.
Yeah, like, we carry a lot of stuff that maybe doesn't move fast in the beer world, but we like to have those rare and unique finds when people are looking for those, where they traveled to Europe and saw this great Belgian beer, and now they can come back here and pick it up and not have to ship it back or not have it again, and they can come in here and find it.
All right. And the wine fans here in the community also have a great place to choose from. We got some of our listeners here that have gotten some of the wines on tap. I mean, wine is just as much part of the experience here, Rebecca, as the beer is, right?
Exactly. And what's nice is, you know, we can really be a place where people come after work and hang out. It's not just for beer drinkers. Wine drinkers are happy here, too. Even spritzer drinkers. We have some spritzer drinks on our menu, too. So.
Yeah, where's Jared McKinley when you need him, right? So, yeah, if you are hankering for a spritzer and you want to enjoy that experience by yourself, you know, and not let your friends know, you can come in here. There's a cone of silence. Everything's confidential here, here at Tap and Bottle. But anyway, Rebecca Zappert, I want to thank you and your family for everything you've done in this community. And Scott, just curating the beer list, bringing some wonderful, fresh, vibrant beers, obviously representing the great state of Arizona and beyond, bringing the regional interpretations of beer here. Thanks again. What we do have to do, though, is we have to take a quick news break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about Arizona Beer Week. We're going to be talking about how you guys, you know, your observations on the local craft beer scene. And we're also going to be breaking some news a little bit later on in the show. But anyway, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, and the celebrities just keep coming in. There's Rhonda Kendrick from, she's from here representing New Belgium, all of the great New Belgium beers here. I tell you what, when people want to come and have a party, when the hardworking people in the beer industry, Sarah Ritchie, want to have fun, they come to Tap and Bottle, right?
We do.
I mean, there's a lot of selfies being shot here while all these beer celebrities, and we know that selfies with Sarah are like major collector's items for sure, right?
Oh my.
Seriously, we're back here at Tap and Bottle. Scott Stafford is doing a selfie right now. You brought out some beers for us to try. We're going to show remarkable restraint for just a couple more minutes here. But we're here wrapping up Arizona Beer Week. Whew. Our favorite week of the year. There was always something going on. Now, when you guys get together and decide how you want to mark the milestone that is Arizona Beer Week, I mean, what does that process look like? Do you get together with a blank canvas and say, look, we've got a week to pack the calendar with just off-the-hook experiences? Walk us through that process. What does that look like?
Well, first of all, Arizona Beer Week is a very special week because it's 10 days long. So I don't understand how this week all of a sudden became a week and a half, but that's okay. We start the process very early, mostly because we have to plan for keg buying, but it's mostly Scott and I just brainstorming what worked well last year and what do we want to bring in, what kind of events work. And we have some events that happen year after year after year, and other ones that are new
and a really fun theme.
And, yeah. And a fun, it was a very fun, fun theme.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this year our theme was Revenge of the Beer Nerds, because as most of you probably know, Revenge of the Nerds was filmed here in Tucson.
Sure was.
So we wanted to give a shout out to that. And then also just, yeah, it is about the beer nerds. It's about drinking great beer for 10 days straight. And,
absolutely.
We had fun competitions and we have cheesy medals and, you know, t-shirts that look like the Lambda 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 fraternity from
Reps
Revenge
the Dress
of the Nerds.
And theme.
Yeah. Yeah, so we kicked it off with Sarah and our friends at Historic Brewing, mm-hmm. and also Arizona Wilderness.
Proudly donning a Historic Brewing t-shirt today for the occasion.
Yeah,
one of my favorite brewers in all of Arizona.
Yeah, and if you look at our top list right now, I mean, we have on some of our favorites from the state, Tucson, Phoenix, up in Flagstaff, and it's been a great 10 days.
Do you guys spend a lot of time on the road visiting breweries for the craft when you're out of state, when you're in state, when you're just up the street? I mean, is that part of the daily diet there, Scott, for you?
Yeah, we pretty much every trip involves checking in or stopping in a brewery, whether it's Phoenix, Flagstaff, West Grant Road,
that's right.
or San Diego and beyond. You know, yeah, mm-hmm. So we definitely keep in tune with what's going on at different breweries throughout the state.
Are you, I mean, we think about where we were as a craft beer community, just like even 5-6 years ago, you know, there was, you could count the number of licensed brewers on one hand. I mean, I think General Ben's Barrio, they were the first ones to arrive 25, 26 years ago.
Nimbus.
Nimbus came shortly thereafter. I think Thunder Canyon a little bit later on after that. And then just boom, 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 boom. Here we are at a number of brewers here in Southern Arizona. Are you shocked, Rebecca? Are you stunned? I mean, people ask me all the time, are we ever going to hit saturation point when it comes to craft beer in Tucson?
I'm just super excited to see Tucson really embrace craft beer. It seems like the perfect fit for Tucson. Our town supports local and really supports people following their dreams and doing what they're passionate about. So watching the community grow has been awesome. And I think we totally have room for more. There are neighborhoods that don't have a brewery close by, and you want to have your neighborhood brewery.
That would be my neighborhood.
It's time for you to open a brewery, Matt Russell.
Let me assure you, this is not the breaking news you've been hearing about. I am not going to open a brewery. My wife is sitting right next to me. She probably would say that was very wise to say no. We have our day jobs, and that's just fine. But yeah, I live on, you know, Sunrise and Cole, but near Ventana, and yeah, I mean, the closest brewery to me, I think, is either the Sentinel Peak, Grant and Swan, mm-hmm. Great brewers. Dillinger over by Tucson Mall, great brewers. One of the new kids at the block. But yeah, there's a paucity of craft beers on the northeast side. So yeah, we got to do something about that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So
there's
room for growth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Lots of room for growth.
Exactly. Now, you're on the road quite a bit, Sarah.
I mean,
and that's part of your daily kind of mapping the topography of the craft beer scene, always checking out what people are doing, and you're representing your great clients. That must be fun doing that when you're hitting the road.
It is the best job. It really is. I get to talk to people about great beer and sometimes sample them on it and represent them at events. This is a blast. This is the best business.
You know, I mean, craft beer is just one of those things. It brings people together to do great things. You know, and I think about our good friends, Dennis Otano Arnold at Barrio, that actually hosted 75 women in the brewing community at Barrio.
Rebecca and I were there,
To bring your hearts mm-hmm. to the work. So literally, I mean, you're collaborating on a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You're knowing that the beer that is going to come, that is going to result from this collaborative process is going to be sold, and the money that is made from the sales of the beer is actually going to be donated to charity.
Yeah.
And that's that women in brewing story that we love. And the State Bird IPA, we see it all over town.
down.
We had it on tap, the keg already blew, so sadly we can't sample it today, but yeah.
What I love about that story is that Dennis told me that that there are kind of in a play on the five C's of the Arizona economy. So there are citrus, cotton, cattle, climate, and
copper,
right? So this State Road IPA has five hops that all begin with C. So Centennial, Citra, Columbus, Cluster, and Cascade. And I love what you guys did because that beer is off the hook, ladies.
It's great. And we got to choose the nonprofits that we helped benefit. That benefit women all throughout the state, and we all took turns helping out. I climbed into the mash tun and cleaned that sucker out myself.
Did you really?
I did.
You climbed into the mash tun.
I did. Getting out was a lot harder than getting in, let me tell you. There's no step stool on that side.
I'm going to tell you what. But you know what? When I breathe my final breath, I wanted to be done after I've climbed inside of a mash tun.
Right?
As a matter of fact, just dig the hole right there. Don't even take me out of the darn thing.
Just
seriously.
Bury you in it.
So you guys do flights here, and I love that because it's that tap and bottle kind of story, that style. There's a multitude of beers and wines to choose from, and I even want to talk about this cask program that you have here in a couple of minutes, but you were given the opportunity to try a little bit of different kinds of beers, taste through a flight, and then find something you like. You know, some of the first times I've ever had a beer or particular beers, I discovered on a flight. And that the flight program is like one of the big things that's happening right here, right?
Totally. So what I love about the flight is you can come in, you can try four different beers, and if you could see the flight that we're going to be trying today, they all look completely different. Yes, they're all beer. Mm-hmm. One looks like juice. One looks like coffee. I mean, they're all over. Yeah, they're all over the place. And so that's what we do. You come in, you get to try new things. So
and it's funny. And I love that you said, because you know, we say every beer tells a story, and every beer I've ever had tells a story. And just the appearance of these brews. And you're going to tell the story here in a minute, but every beer looks different. It plays differently on the palate. It has a distinct story that it tells. These beers, and I love the planks that you have. You've sort of built these, drilled these little holes where the little glasses set inside.
Now, made by my
Scott,
dad.
I was going to ask if Scott did this.
No, my dad made them.
Your dad made these flight planks?
Mm-hmm.
Where is
mm-hmm.
he, by the way?
He's in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Is
retired.
He listening?
Well, I'll have to send it to him.
Well,
I don't know if he is.
He can listen. You can listen live anywhere on the galaxy on MindyLive.com. But I digress. Anyway, let's do a little tasting.
Let's do it.
So Scott has worked very thoughtfully, very intelligently to hand pick the beers that we are going to enjoy right now. He's done that with love. He's done that with intention. He wants to give us a kind of a survey of the beers that are available here right now at Tap and Bottle. So, Scott, where do you suggest we start?
We're going to start on the left.
Your left or mine?
My left.
Okay.
You're right.
Great.
Rebecca's
going to be my navigator here.
We're going to start with Dragoon Saison Bleu.
Oh.
I had this one at the crawl today.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very good.
A Saison Bleu.
So it's a farmhouse Saison, and I believe they do it with blue corn and blue agave nectar. And lightly hopped with American and European hops, herbal, bright, and a floral finish.
I love when you finish florally. I love that. You're a poet. You didn't even know it. The Saison has really, there's almost a renaissance in the Saison style. Are you seeing that in the work
definitely,
that you do, Sarah?
Definitely.
Love this beer. Love this category.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said there's a blue agave nectar in there, so you're bringing in almost some of the heart of Sonora. Mm-hmm. In this particular style of beer, Dragoon has knocked it out of the park. This is a gorgeous beer.
Yeah.
It is. And all the beers we picked today for the flight are all Tucson breweries. Dragoon, one of our favorites. They're on the west side. If we are not in Tap and Bottle or at our home, you'll find us at Dragoon.
Your home away from home.
Yeah. My home away
That's
from
right.
home.
No, it's Arizona Beer Week. I got to ask you. Did you go home at all this week? Did you just sort of check in?
I don't remember it. I know I had to have slept at some point.
Thank you for your honesty. Okay, so a beautiful kind of light, crisp, but certainly, the profile of the beer is wonderful. It's a nice little mouthfeel. ABV on this is...
7.5.
7.5, so...
Sneaky.
No, is it sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Blue Saison.
Yeah.
Okay, Dragoon did a great job with this beer. Scott, where are we going next?
We're heading to Pueblo Vida. They're a Northwest IPA. They did an infusion with coffee from next door at XOXO.
Mm.
So this is a one-off keg with XO coffee next door. And
That's the one I was drinking earlier. Yes. Yeah. It's beautiful.
So you wouldn't typically think, I mean, I don't think IPA and coffee. You usually hear like coffee beers and like a stout or a porter. But what was awesome is Kyle and Lynette from Pueblo Vida came over. Doug and Amy from EXO brought over different beans, and they smelled them. They talked about the different types of beans. And they picked a bean that has a lot of floral notes to it and also fruity flavors like blueberry. So they made a cold brew of that coffee, and then that's what they infused into the Northwest IPA.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Now, the Northwest is an anchor. That's an award. They've won awards for that IPA. I think they won the, you guys hosted an IPA showdown, I think a couple of years ago. I think the Northwest was the one that took home the gold that day.
I think so.
It was the Galaxy of the Northwest, I think.
And I mean, they knock it out of the park with their IPAs.
Yeah. They do.
You know, they've got it down at the hazy IPAs to the like, you know, lower ABV IPAs, everything. I mean, if you are an IPA hophead, you should be going to Pueblo Vida to try
especially
it out.
Especially on those can release days. I am in line for a case
every
time.
Seriously. I had the personal privilege of emceeing every year the Tucson Beer Cup, Born and Bred, and I actually got a chance to stand up, and I believe they won, Pueblo Vida won an award for, I think, best specialty beer or best overall, I can't remember what it was, last year, the year before. So award-winning beer,
was
it last year IPA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Colin Lent, personal heroes of mine. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the coffee, just talk about sneaking in, a little sneaky. The coffee is not this fundamental anchor experience on the beer. It's just, you're still getting that hop. You're still getting that IPA that you're ordering, but it's just this little kind of crazy coffee interpretation that just kind of is brought in at the end. I'm getting out of the back. So it's just gorgeous.
Just
it's
enough delicate. To keep you up at night.
Just
to,
or at least a little longer.
Yeah, that's right. And my wife, thank you. Family show. Okay, so. going on to the, I've been drinking beer since noon, Scott. Come on.
He's right there with you.
What's the third beer we're going to try now?
All right, this is Borderlands. I always mess this up. Star Killer Base.
Oh, I see that on the menu. Yeah,
a little Star Wars reference, I believe. I'm not... Mm-hmm. Too intuitively involved with those references.
Oh, it's cloudy.
So
and
double
juicy.
Double IPA, 8.7. It is super hazy. It looks like orange juice in a glass.
It looks like a mimosa.
It really does. Yeah. I mean, I'm almost getting kind of a tapioca.
Yeah.
A look from the color.
Galaxy and Citra hops. Passion fruit, citrus. This is a true New England style double IPA.
For those that like to play on the imperial side of things, just a gorgeous beer. Like you said, Rebecca, every beer looks different. There's a different fragrance coming off of every beer. This is, I think, one of the better beers that I've had in a while. This is a great brew.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And they just released it recently. It's done so well here. They also have it on tap over at Borderlands. And Draft Magazine actually just said that this was one of their favorite beers that they tasted at Arizona Beer at the Strong Beer Festival.
No kidding. And you said this is Borderlands, did you
this
say?
This is Borderlands, yeah. Okay. So our neighbors right over on Tool
Avenue. Absolutely. Mike Malazzi and Miles Stone.
Yep.
Great partnership, doing some great things. And I have to say Dr. Malazzi, because he is a PhD in something that I can't pronounce. But
microbiology.
Oh, all right. Is that it? That's just a PhD in microbiology.
No, it's just that.
So their beer is science-based. It's evidence-based, right? Okay, so a lovely way to lead up to the final beer of the flight.
Dessert.
And it's dessert, right? and I know that you have created this moment for us to close out the tasting with style and with grace. So talk to us about this beer.
So Borderlands, again. Imperial German chocolate stout, or a Russian imperial stout, big, roasty, chocolate, coconut, 10% ABV.
Be careful.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sneaky
said,
ABV.
You had me at coconut. I mean, she just began, she dropped almost. Coconut, she loves coconut. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a German chocolate. Now, did you say it was on
stout.
The stout line?
Okay. So, but an imperial version. We've all had the regular version by now, probably in the beer world, but this is the imperial version.
Okay.
They did a bottle release of this about a month ago, and they sold out in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
It gives notes of toasted coconut without having toasted coconut in it. It just gives that roastiness to it. Oh, my gosh, it's delicious. They paired this with the S'mores Girl Scout cookies at our Girl Scout cookie event that day, and it was amazing.
Oh, my.
It's a really perfect pairing.
Okay, 10% you said? You know, this is why Sarah Ritchie likes that, because, you know, Sarah is a stout all-year-round kind of girl,
yes.
And we all know how Sarah likes her stouts. She
big
likes them big and boozy.
Barrel-age that baby.
Barrel-age baby. Okay, we really have taken our palates on a trip across the spectrum of great beers. Again, this is what they do here at Tap and Bottle. They just come up with wonderful experiences, making it your own, defining your own personality. Whatever you want your beer experience to be, they brought it together for us. Absolutely lovely. Scott, man, you nailed this.
Beautifully curated.
Now we're going to go back to the first beer and do it all over again. So tell us about this Saison. Anyway, the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to get a shot at doing a gift card, right? So we're going to do a trivia question, and we're going to ask for you to send us emails. And first person that gets to us with the right answer, we're going to give them the Tap and Bottle gift card. If there's a number of people with the same answer, we're going to pick a number, a name by drawing. So you'll have up until about 6 o'clock to send in your guesses to our email address. But, Rebecca, have you thought about a fun question to ask our listeners today?
I have. In honor of Arizona Beer Week and all of these great beers we've been tasting from Tucson, my question today is, how many breweries are there in Tucson? And what I mean are breweries that are open and operating, not breweries in planning.
Great question.
So,
Sarah, put your phone down. You're not eligible. You can't. You know this answer.
Of course.
So the question is, how many licensed brewers are there in, did you say Tucson or Southern Arizona?
We're just doing Tucson.
Just Tucson.
In Tucson.
And by that we mean you must be open for business and selling beer in an establishment. If you are brewing and selling beer at a craft brewery in Tucson, that is you. So how many licensed brewers do we have in Tucson? If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. A gift certificate for Tap and Bottle is at stake. We're going to take another quick commercial break. And thanks to sponsors. And when we come back, we are going to be making a big and bold announcement. The Saffords are going to be breaking news in this live broadcast from Tap and Bottle. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey Tucson, are you finding it tough to get rid of those extra holiday pounds that you put on? Maybe you've noticed a little too much wiggle in your walk. Well, there's no better time of year than right now to get up, get moving, and get over to personal trainer Nancy Russell, the official trainer for On the Menu Live. Certified by the American Council on Exercise, the nation's predominant personal training authority, Nancy works with every age group, at every fitness level, to customize a plan to meet your personal goals, whether it's building strength, balance, endurance, toning and definition, or just overall well-being. Call Nancy Russell today to find out how you can get a personal training session absolutely free. Call 237-9160. That's 237-9160. Your first step towards a new you now.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell having a great time here at this after party of the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. Broadcasting live from Tap and Bottle on North 6th Avenue. Just a little bit north of downtown here with our celebrity co-host from Arizona Beer and Cider, the Honorable Sarah Ritchie is back with us,
making our
way through with this flight like mad people that we are.
It's so good.
I tell you what, I'm in my happy place right here.
It's a rainbow of deliciousness.
I'm sending for my things. Anyway, and that's something that I'm sure that the Saffords hear all the time. Yes. Oh, and look, there's Katie Gerlach. I mean, she's a celebrity too. Come on over here and see Katie. Let her serve you beer with love and style. Anyway, I just go on and on about the team you guys have here. This is like the A team.
It is.
But anyway, the time has come. Scott and Rebecca Safford have some news to announce today. No one else knows this, but you too. And maybe your child. But you too. What in the world do you want to tell our audience?
Matt, we've been so pumped and excited to share this news with everyone. There's been some rumors going around, but it is true. We are opening a second Tap and Bottle.
Oh!
Another
Tap and Bottle!
Yeah, and we ask our customers.
At Sunrising Cold, please? No. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm
all
so
right.
Sorry.
Close.
We ask our customers where we should go. And we kept
Tucson.
Hearing that we needed to be in Northwest Tucson.
Right on. Where are you going to be?
Ina and Oracle.
Atta girl.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So there is going to be another tap and bottle feeding all of the great desires and expectations of lovers of craft brew and wine on Ina and Oracle. Now, there are four quadrants of that intersection. Where is Tap and Bottle 2 going to be?
Northeast. So in a corner that also has great local businesses like Tucson Tamale, True Land Burgers. So we have great neighbors. And this one is a little different. We're going to have some outdoor seating. We're going to have a private event room. And it's...
TVs.
We're going to have some TVs, friends.
TVs. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Outdoor TVs. The tap and bottle style that we've all come to know. A different kind of interpretation of the concept up there.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Northwest, Ina, and Oracle, Scott, and Rebecca, you guys are going to crush it.
We're excited.
I mean, I really thinking about where the growth is, where there's so much happening on the northwest side of town. And again, this concept, Northwest Tucson, is going to be unbelievably crazily good.
Oh yeah.
So what? I mean, everybody wants to know. I'm getting texts already. When's the ETA? I mean, when are you going to be opening your doors to me, and then everyone else can follow?
And
Sarah.
Summer 2017. One thing I learned about opening this one is I would make promises of when we were going to open. But I'm just going to say summer 2017.
Well, at least you're saying 2017.
Yes.
Okay. So coming this summer.
May.
We are hoping.
May 2017.
Wait, wasn't there something you were talking about? Ordinances and city stuff? The town of Oro Valley? Yeah, they'll just rubber stamp it, right?
They're pros now. They're old pros now.
So now, in terms of size. So how many square feet do you have here at Tap and Bottle?
We have about 2,000 square feet here.
Okay.
And then this one is about 3,000 square feet inside. And then we'll have an outdoor area as well.
So another 1,000 plus, filling the space with great craft beer and wine, folk.
So 800 bottles? 800? Did I hear 8?
30 taps.
Woo!
Yeah. Hey, and then, you know, there's Dr. Mike Malazzi right there from Borderlands Brewing Company. He just walked in. I'm sure he heard us on the radio as he's walking over. But anyway, that's the big news. How in the world did you keep this from getting out? You know, we live in a world of leaks, Rebecca Safford.
This is
like a WikiLeak waiting to happen. And you guys kept this to yourself.
We kept it a secret. You know, maybe a couple people here and there knew, but it's out. And now we can't wait to talk about it.
Are you so excited? Now, you spent a lot of time in Oro Valley in your journey, right, Sarah?
Yeah, I live in Northwest Tucson, so I'm super pumped. Yeah, this is exciting because there is a need for more craft beer lovers to be served in the Northwest in Oro Valley area. So definitely. I mean, Noble Hops is amazing. Z Pizza is fantastic.
Love it.
The Whole Foods right there is great, but there is a need for more.
Bring in something fun. I got to ask Scott Safford this question now, because every time you guys, we come in at Tap and Bottle, we always see Scott.
Oh, yeah.
We always see Rebecca. Now, there's only Scott and Rebecca. They can't be cloned. So what happens in the summer of 2017? I mean, are you guys ever going to see each other again? Or how is this going to work?
Well, we've developed...
We're going to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
And we've developed some strong team members here so we can, you know, bounce back and forth. It's only a 15-minute drive, 20-minute drive between locations, so we can be both in spots in one day.
I think I'm pulling for you. I'm pulling for you.
No sleep.
Having a man.
Yeah, sleep is overrated. Why start now, Rebecca?
Right?
I mean, 3.5 years into this, take a look around. There's not a whole lot of sleep that goes into building a place like this.
But and with a new baby, yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Congratulations. And thank you guys so much for allowing us to have that very special newsworthy moment. Make sure all of our listeners know hours of operation for the flagship Tap and Bottle here on 6th Avenue. How can people know when to come in here and have some fun?
Oh, well, it's all like on our website, on Facebook, but we're open 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then we open at noon on the weekends, and then close at various times depending on what day of the week. But
whenever Sarah wants to leave.
Whenever we're kicking Sarah.
Yeah.
You can check it all out on our website, thetapandbottle.com, or on Facebook.
A lot of fun. Tapandbottle.com on Facebook.
Yeah.
Get to know the Saffords. They are they're some of the most genuine, altruistic,
absolutely,
selfless. You know, it's not about them. It's about us.
It's the love of the community.
It's the family. It's the spirit. It's that thread that weaves itself through everything that you do. So anyway, Scott and Rebecca, thank you guys so much for hosting us here today.
Thank you, Matt.
And Sarah Ritchie, again, make sure all of our listeners know exactly where to find you in the digital sphere.
Craft Beer Betty on all social media platforms. and Tucson Girls Pint Out and Arizona Beer and Cider.
Arizona Beer and Cider, Tucson Girls Pint Out, mm-hmm. Craft Beer. Betty, I'm sure your Instagram is exploding right now. But anyway, the time has come for us to say goodbye. I want to make sure all of our listeners know next Saturday is the end of Rodeo Week, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the Horseshoe Grill on Broadway and Pantano. But anyway, thank you guys so much for hosting us. We're going to have a great time, but we're not going anywhere because we got some beer to drink.
Yeah.
All right.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Sarah Ritchie reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5,
it's On the Menu Live.
Cheers, fellow foodies. Get your butts down to tap and bottle.